This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. That was a little bit of Naked Alone. And speaking of being naked alone, I am joined in the studio today by the incredible Jamie Windust. And this is a hat trick. This is the third time we've had you here, Jamie.
I've scored lucky.
You have.
Three appearances on the show. Thank you for having me back.
It's amazing to have you back. And let's start off by talking about how much you have grown in, I think it was a year you were here for the first time.
Yeah, it was like last, yeah, this literally this time last year. It's been a bit ridiculous.
It's been insane for you. And I mean, deserved. So very well deserved.
Thank you.
I mean, when you were first here, we were talking a lot about fruitcake, which I think was just starting to find its legs, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the journey? Because I know you've just released a new issue, I believe.
Yes. Good plug. Yeah, so way back when, that was the very first issue. So now we are on issue 3, which has just literally just launched and then within like 24 hours sold out, which is brill.
That's insane.
So that's going really well. It's been a bit of an odd year, but like in the best way. I think specifically if you look at kind of LGBTQ plus people within the media, this year's obviously had its trials and tribulations. So it's been a difficult one, but, you know, I'm very grateful for the opportunities that have arisen because of that. And to kind of have that position, I guess, is quite fruitful. But I still don't really understand when people say things to me, they're like, are you not like over the moon? I'm like, well, yeah. But also, I guess when you work for yourself, you're always like, yeah, but what's next?
What's coming around the corner?
Yeah, or like, what haven't I done? Which I guess is good in a way. But yeah, no, I've definitely in the past like a week or so taken time to be like, whoa, okay, you're doing all right.
you're doing more than all right.
You're getting
Jamie.
By.
And I just think in terms of like, you know, like non-binary representation and visibility, and you know, just making yourself visible and putting yourself out there. I mean, you're everywhere at the minute, to the point that I'm getting a bit sick of you. Bit sick of you, Jamie.
Go on, then. Just
no, you've just been doing so many incredible things, and I'm just it makes me beam with pride every time I see you doing so many amazing things. And I mean, it is Pride Month right now, and you know, you're just pushing for so many positive things. And
yeah, I think it's difficult, but I think as well, like once you know, as you all know, like once you are positioned as a voice or as given platforms consistently, it is amazing, and I think it's a great opportunity to have. But there's also a lot of not downsides, but it's important to know that, for example, like with Monroe, for example, she always is very transparent with what's happening, even though it might look like she's having the best time of her life. And like, I think likewise with a lot of people within the community who do things like this. Yes, we are doing amazing things, but there's also, when you work within that all the time, you don't get time to escape from that. So it's been a weird one in terms of that, because essentially when it's your job, you can't escape it.
I do think you do something quite wonderful, and I mean, I love watching your Insta stories, for instance, because I think you're very real there. You know, you give us your polished, hilarious, glamorous self a lot of the time, right. But you also, you know, you take off your makeup, you sit there at home, you tell us how you're feeling, and yeah. I think it's that balance that you strike so well that makes you so relatable and makes people, you know, love you and want to listen to you and therefore care about, you know, whatever cause it is that you want to promote. And I think that's a really important thing, and you strike that balance so well.
Exactly. Like it's still really bizarre to me what's happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm sure we all have that. So it's like whenever we have those experiences, I'm still very human about them, and I'm very just like, oh my god, what, like literally what's happening?
Yeah.
Or I can't believe this has just happened. And I think for me it's quite natural for me to just do that through social or through an Instagram story. Like this week I had a ridiculously luxurious hotel stay, and I think it's funny because you see a lot of people do that and they're like, they just like pretend it's their normal life, and I'm like, how can you do that? Like, come on, this is ridiculous.
I absolutely loved it. I mean, it was at the W. I'm going to mention them, but like every single second that you were there, you were like, oh, like this amazing thing just happened. This amazing thing. Oh my god, I can't believe this. And like, that is how it should be. You know, it shouldn't be like, oh yeah, this is a 5-star hotel, whatever. You know, you were like, you know, this really is incredible, and I feel so lucky to be here. And,
yeah,
and it makes it human. It makes it real. You
exactly, because I think sometimes we become numb to those opportunities, but because when we get them quite a lot. But actually, yeah, it was like I was like a kid in a sweet shop. I was like just running around having a laugh, because sometimes you've just gotta do that and have a bit of fun, because otherwise you just, if you treat it like a job all the time, you know, it's not really a job, is it? I mean, it is a job, but that's what annoys you, when people are like, oh yeah, I'm just off to work, you know, to stay for free in this really amazing hotel.
So hard. Yeah, it's really hard life. I've got to like take one Instagram story.
Yeah,
it's like, gonna be so hard.
But it's like, yeah, just rock 'em around.
Yeah, have fun with it. And again, I think that's striking that balance as well is really, really important. You know, you've got to talk about the things that matter. You've got to do your activism, which you do so well. And then throwing in that fun element as well is, I think, what really makes it work. And it's what makes, I mean, your brand is so much. You know, you have the magazine, you have yourself, you have your activism, you have your petition, which is so important. And we're going to be getting onto that later.
Indeed.
You know, fingers in lots of pies. And you've got to keep it interesting. You've got to keep it fun. You've got to keep it human.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like at the, I'm sure we'll get onto like the Blogosphere Awards. That was, again, a very bizarre situation because is one of the pies that I don't necessarily dip into all the time. And that influencer world, I almost found it quite nice because I'm not specifically there because of my gender identity, and it's also a celebration of, well, that was a celebration of like fashion and aesthetic. So it's quite nice to sometimes have just like work or opportunities that aren't specifically for my activism.
Yeah.
There's obviously an activism stance there because just by existing there is. However, it's nice to kind of go into other platforms or strings of work that aren't just specifically about me fighting a good fight.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, like the Blogosphere Awards, for instance, was like that kind of broad influencer awards. Mm. And, you know, you weren't necessarily in there. So you were nominated for Fashion Influencer of the Year.
Correct, which I did say to you, didn't I, prior. I was like, if I don't win, Callum.
Yeah, so I was presenting the awards, myself and Melanie Murphy, and I actually knew in advance.
How long did you know?
I knew that you were going to win for, like, weeks beforehand.
Awful.
I knew for so long that you were going to win.
Because I was messaging you. Like,
and you were messaging. At one point you messaged like to tell me that you were like nominated for an award. And I was like, I already know that you've won. But so I had to keep it secret. And I was going to crack every single time you brought it up. It was difficult to keep that under wraps. But I mean, what a moment. Like for me, even, you know, to stand there on that stage at the Blogosphere Awards, Fashion Influencer of the Year, you know, one of the biggest awards of the night, and to read out your name, for a start, because you're my friend and I absolutely love and adore you.
I see.
But secondly, because you are LGBT+, I think for a non-binary person anyway, to be winning that award. And I mean, you are so fashionable and you are so stylish and you should be being recognised for that. You know, it shouldn't be going to your traditional person in a suit or whatever, you know?
Do you know what? I thought that because I thought that would happen, but then because I'm egocentric, I noticed that like a lot of the nominees and winners this year were like very diverse, and it had that
which is great.
And it like wasn't tokenistic at all, and I think the people that were winning and being championed were actually the right people.
Yeah.
I think especially in that industry, like it needs to be switched up, and I think, you know, like you said, like me being recognized for that is brilliant.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Can we talk about your acceptance speech?
No. No, we cannot.
It was beautiful.
Don't. Do you know what? Right, this might not make sense, but I just need to say it. I didn't know that Zoella actually was there.
Yeah, she was there.
Because I saw the pictures. I didn't slag her off, did I?
Can you say what you said, or do you not want to say what you said?
That's fine. So I may have alluded to wanting to sleep with her brother, Joe Sugg.
In your acceptance speech.
You know, I'm up there having a really great moment, and what do I choose to say? I also said, hold on, I need to get my leg out. It's leg or tits. Which I'm blaming the fact that we had a good 2.5 hours of drinks and food prior.
It was a lot.
I didn't know she was there until like a week after, and I saw the pictures come out, and I was like, shh.
Sure she loved it. I'm sure she absolutely loved it. I hear she's a character, honestly.
Well, do you know what? I've got a bone to pick because she hasn't set that up. I'm still Joe Sugg contactless. So.
But honestly, Jamie, what a night that was. Mm. And, you know, it's everything you deserve to win that award and to have all of these amazing things that are happening to you.
Thank you.
I sound like I'm ending the show. I'm not. But I wish you all the success in the future. And I hope to have you back here for a fourth time in another year's time.
Of course.
And we'll, you know, you'll be a superstar by then. You know, you'll be too big for FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
But you'll come back because you're loyal to us and you love us.
For a bit of Callum McLovin.
That's why we're being nice to you, because we know you're going to go so big. So, you know. Got to keep you on the hook somehow.
Keep me down.
Shall we have a bit of music, Jamie?
Go on then.
All right, this is a little bit of Personal Hell, Kim Petras.
Don't feel a thing. Overthink about everything. When I think of you, you give me chills. Yeah,
I'm sad but down to fuck. Want you more, this ain't enough. When you kiss me, boy, I don't need pills. Baby, come over to me. Come set me free. Baby, come on, got what I need. Hands all over me. Said I need help. Late at night I touch myself. I've been saving all of this for you. Exercise my demons, yeah. Turn a love could get me there. I've been saving all of this for you. Baby, come on over to me. Come set me free. Baby, come on, got what I need. Hands all over me.
Let's get serious.
Go on.
No, it's very difficult to get serious. No. Let's be serious. Let's talk about your petition, because this is something that is incredibly important. This has been something that I know has been going on for a little while now.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, do you want to give us a little bit of background?
So I started a petition hilariously on Valentine's Day, bro, to look at... It began as something to look at just general legal documentation. So it is to look at the ways in which legal documentation within the UK, so like passports, driver's license, birth certificates, allow people to identify their gender. Because at the moment it's a binary system, so there's only two options. So I kind of got to a position where in January I needed to renew my passport. So I was like, right, okay, bro, let's do that. And then I kind of realized when I was in that process that I could, but I could only do it as either male or female. And I was like, well, that's not really appropriate. Yeah. And also the other kind of thing that I fell into was the fact that they wanted me to do it without makeup on, which I was like, okay, that's like, I do understand why you need me to do that. However, like... 99% of the time I've got a face on. Like, if I'm traveling, I'll probably have makeup on.
Yeah.
Or it, you know, if you need to see my ID at some point, I'll probably have a face on.
So it makes more sense for you to have the makeup on.
Yeah.
in the picture to match.
Precisely. Yeah. And they were kind of saying that it was excessive, or that it was a security issue, which I was like, that sounds like a bit of a lie.
Yeah, it's not a security issue, is it?
No.
I never understand those things.
I always get that, though. In terms of, like, retail security, I always get, not, like, followed, but, like, definitely kind of... Well, followed maybe a bit of a strong word, but, like, sussed out.
Because you're wearing makeup, you're going to steal.
Well, I think what they do is they think that I've got, like, some hilarious disguise on.
Right.
So that I can take it and then...
get away with it because you're in this hilarious disguise.
Right, got precisely, it. Yeah. So after all that with the passport, I basically then reached out online to kind of other trans and non-binary people to see if it was just me or if it was something that a lot of people had issues with. And it was general consensus that a lot of non-binary and trans people had this kind of dilemma with legal documentation. Trans people who transition in a binary sense had problems with that, however, because there's the Gender Recognition Act and they kind of have ways to legally change their gender. That was a little bit easier. It's still not a great process.
Still needs improving, but yeah.
But for non-binary people, there was literally nothing. Yeah. So I was like, right, go on then. I'll start this petition. And then literally just kind of exploded a bit, which was brilliant. But I don't think I realised the gravitas of what I'd...
started
which is quite a common theme in my life.
So I know that the petition has reached the number of signatures now where it will be considered in Parliament. Is that correct? No, I've lied. I've made that up.
Nearly.
It's my favourite game on this show to just make up things that aren't true.
No, so it's at the moment it currently stands at like approximately 17,000.
Yeah.
Which is brill. So it needs 100,000. By August, which I know is probably not going to happen, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to continue.
Sure.
For example, like with Gina Martin, who passed the upskirting bill, she did a very similar process to me where she started a petition and it didn't reach the 100,000. But, I think with things like this, you don't necessarily have to reach all of their goals for it to still continue because you can still make progress. It reached 17,000. At 10,000, the government basically responded.
Right, okay.
And were like, here's our response. They've basically said that they're going to do a call to action, which is similar to, if you remember way back when in November, the Gender Recognition Act consultation.
Yeah.
So basically, they're going to ask non-binary people about their lived experiences within the UK, how they can adapt, I think, all of their services, essentially, to make sure it's more inclusive. So that is quite promising. Whether or not I think that may be a mild PR thing, purely because their statement was public.
Right.
So they're going to make it sound quite jazzy.
Yeah.
But at the moment it's in a weird process, purely because it's not stagnant, but signatures are kind of slowing as you would expect. Mm. But now my job is to kind of really
ramp it up a bit.
Yeah. And kind of, not just get more press, but almost do the work behind the scenes. So I'm trying to speak to MPs, local MPs. I'm working with larger media organisations that have that access to the right people so I can kind of get the ball rolling. And very interestingly, there is a campaign that is being run alongside mine, which I'm teaming up with, that is going back to the High Court in December to challenge the High Court for gender-neutral passports, which is brill.
Yeah.
They said that the petition is the largest they've ever had.
That's amazing. A bonus. That's incredible.
And then it's going to be used essentially as evidence to support this campaign in the High Court. So I'm quite glad in that respect because it's then a collective
kind of thing. Absolutely.
It's not just me. Because it's actually quite a difficult thing to try and infiltrate Westminster.
Yeah, absolutely, I can imagine.
So, yeah.
And I understand as well that the situation as it stands right now is that there are certain countries in the world where they allow non-binary passports.
Yeah.
And people can enter the UK, I believe, with those passports.
Yeah.
So it seems a little bit strange and, borderline hypocritical for us to say that, no, you cannot have a non-binary passport here.
Exactly. Like, for example, during kind of like the peak time of the campaign, lots of spaces and places like Nevada and New York came out essentially and were like, we're putting out these X passports, which is amazing. And then when I properly looked into it, I realized that you can come into the UK with one, but you just can't leave the UK with one.
Sure.
Which is really baffling. Their argument, because it went to the High Court 2 years ago, their argument against them was that it would cost too much money.
It's not a very good argument.
No, and to be honest, when I've spoken to quite a lot of people outside of the UK in terms of just like journalists or press, they've been completely baffled as to why the UK were not leading this conversation or leading this decision.
Well, because we lead on so much, but I do think we're beginning to slide, and we're not, you know, we're not the most progressive country anymore. And I think we're going to get worse and worse and worse if we do not make progress on things like this.
Yeah, precisely. And I think it's a difficult one. Obviously, there's a lot in Westminster that's going on at the moment. However, I think stuff like Brexit and issues like this are a huge example of why too much time is being taken up.
Yes, it's overshadowing everything else.
Yeah, like there's so many issues that need to be sorted. Whether or not I trust potentially Boris Johnson to allow this, that's another question. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a difficult one. It's one of those things that I'm constantly learning on the job, essentially.
Yeah.
How to navigate it.
But I mean, it's amazing that you're doing it anyway. You know, I think so many people would go, you know, I want to make a difference in this thing. I want to make a change in this thing, but I'm not really sure how to do it, so I'm not going to bother. Whereas you've gone, you know what? I don't really not understand how this works. I don't understand what Westminster. And you know what? Fuck it. We're going to do a petition. We're going to just charge at this, see what happens. And look, you've already made so much progress.
Yeah.
You know, even if it doesn't have the 100,000, even if it doesn't hit the 100,000 by August, like you've said, you've already made so much progress, and it's all helping. It's all contributing. So, you know, well done to you.
Yeah, no, it's been good, and the response has been really amazing. Like to have that response from people within the community is like really lovely. And yeah, I kind of have that theme with most of the things that I do. I'm just like, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Rock 'em out.
Sod it. Let's go for it.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh right, okay, this is getting a bit getting a bit much now.
Can I ask Jamie, on a more personal side of it, because in a moment I am going to ask our listeners to all go and sign this petition, and I'm going to make you do it, listeners, so don't think you're getting out of it. But before that, can you tell me, if you feel comfortable to do so, what, you know, why it matters so much? You know, how does it feel personally to not be able to have your gender identity there on your legal documentation?
I think there's lots of kind of problems with it, but I think the main one, if you kind of look at it more generally, is about the fact that your own government doesn't recognize your identity. And for a lot of people, you know, not all non-binary or trans people, but for a lot of people, their identity is a huge part of who they are.
Yeah.
So not only does that lack of recognition just feel a bit bizarre, is also kind of an indication that there's a lack of safety, or there's a lack of kind of care or awareness for non-binary people within the UK. And especially, you know, that coupled with the media's discussions around it, and so many people's kind of lack of awareness, I think it would be really important. However, I do also just want to say that in a similar way to same-sex marriage legalization, it doesn't necessarily equate to societal change.
Sure.
There's a lot of other battles to win. It's not like as soon as this happens, it's going to...
We're not flicking a switch to fix all the problems.
Yeah, precisely. But I think it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And would you say as well that it almost like... It almost legitimizes the people who would fight against us and say, you know, that like non-binary identities aren't valid. People like that, for them to say, look, the government don't recognize this, therefore I'm not going to recognize it either. You know, it almost gives those people a little bit of permission. It gives them validation for their fucked up arguments, essentially.
Yeah, no, precisely. It's like if you, yeah, no, that's completely correct. Like if you have that, even just that baseline support, you know, what makes me laugh is people think that it's too much, and it's like, well, for cis people, like, they don't think, it's not something they really think about when they choose their gender on a form, whereas for people who don't even have the option, it's something that we have to think about, but it's not our fault. And I think that's the most important thing, is like, we're not actually asking for too much, we're just not being given the option to even choose legally. So yeah, no, I think it's something that would mean a lot to a lot of people, because the counter argument is, you know, places like banks do it very well. They have very inclusive kind of gender options on their in their systems. Lots of other kind of just like, you know, when you're filling out forms for like if you're shopping or, you know, that kind of thing, they have it and they have that kind of system where you can choose your identity. So it baffles me that like the biggest
the main thing, the big legal documentation, it's not there.
Precisely. I think, you know, there's a lot of discussion around whether or not it's they're caving into the fears of the media, or if, you know, there's so many kind of counter arguments as to why they won't do it, but I think they're doing a disservice to trans and non-binary people in the UK, and also to, like we said, to show the rest of the world how progressive we are. I think, you know, why not? Come on, guys.
Absolutely. And I mean, you already know that you have my complete support on this. I've already signed the petition long ago.
Thank you.
But I'm going to play us a song very, very shortly. But to all our lovely listeners, I do want you, if you have not already signed this petition, I'm begging you to go and please sign it during this song. So, Jamie, where can they do that? I believe it's in your Instagram bio. Is that true? No. I've told you a lie. It's not there. More lies from Callum McSwiggan.
There is a highlight, you know, on Instagram.
Yes,
the highlights, or on my Twitter, which I believe has been popped somewhere. It's my like pinned tweet. So there's a thread there all about it, and the petition's in there.
Okay, so if you go to the FUBAR Radio Twitter, you'll be able to find Jamie's Twitter right there. It should be right at the top at @FabJamieFab. If you click on there, there is a pinned tweet with a link to the petition. I know that sounds convoluted, but you can figure it out. I have faith in you, lovely listeners. So please do go and sign that right away. And if you are listening to this as the podcast, that does not excuse you from doing this. You also have to go and do it as well. Right, should we have some music?
Go on then.
Okay, this is A Little Bit of Honey.
Are always open, your fears always rolling, and they're deep and you can't control it. What you want, emotion. My arms are always open, your fears always rolling, and they're deep and you can't control it. What you want, emotion.
I need to step out with no frustration. I need a permanent getaway vacation. They got a permanent hit list, my nigga. A million reasons to get rich, my nigga. 50 did it right.
To orphanage for the summer. I could have been homeless before I had to go. I had a course.
A million reasons to get rich, my nigga, nigga. A million reasons to get rich, my nigga, nigga. A million reasons to get rich, my nigga, 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 nigga.
My people still dry snitching whenever they touch the mic. That's what happens when a therapist is somewhere aside. Take flight, never lean to the left or the right. Cause they turn the other cheek when a nigga start to die. When our women start to die, when our children start to die. I don't feel it, but think we made the space too many times. Every summer in the city starts to feel like Columbine. Cause you gotta get yours and I gotta get mine. One time for the paragons of the paradigm. When you underground, they gon' only try to undermine. Use the track as a gymnasium to get into the stage. If you could have matched my alien, I'm blowing like your radio. One time for that.
A million reasons to get rich, my nigga, nigga. 50 did it right, 50 did it right. Wish I could call every sense from blind running for advice. Why the fuck do I make this shit last my whole life? Life don't wanna come to the concert tonight. Yeah, there's no talk though, it's not gonna want to move. Yeah, I love homes, I let shit in my mouth though. Yeah, I'm going for a round, I'm gonna sleep alone. I really need it, yeah, I really need it.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
I'm more than 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 I'm
Okay, fashion influencer of the year over here. Here they are. We are going to play a game now. And because, you know, you are fashion influencer of the year, it's official. This is a fashion themed game this week. So we have a quiz, and this is based upon LGBT plus musical legends who are also fashion icons.
Okay.
And we've got 7 questions here, and we're going to work as a team to try and figure out the answers to these questions.
Okay.
I do not know the answers either. Our lovely producers are going to be whispering in our ears, typing away to let us know. And I guess we'll just go, how is your fashion knowledge?
Do you know, it's surprisingly awful. I got asked to do something the other day that was like very fashion.
Sure.
And I was like, oh no.
Are you allowed to tell us a little about it or no? Is it top secret? Top secret stuff.
I'll just tap my nose because I don't want to shade anyone.
Sure.
But,
sure.
Yeah, I was like, oh, because you know, like when people know about their fashion, they like really know.
Yeah.
And I'm just there like, yeah, that looks cute.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about fashion. I think you are just one of those people, Jamie, where you just have a natural eye for it. And you know what looks good on you and you pull together amazing looks. Mm. But that doesn't necessarily mean you know, this designer and this designer and this designer over there.
Exactly. I'm just like, yeah, I just know things look good.
So I get them. Absolutely. Well, let's just see how we get on with this game. Right. So, okay. Our first question. How many pairs of glasses does Elton John own? And now we have a multiple choice.
Okay.
So it's 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000.
Well,
if I didn't have the multiple choice, I would have guessed like 500. So I've already fucked this up.
God, 5,000.
That's a lot of pairs of glasses. And I feel like you would have to be doing like multiple glasses changes a day to even get through them all, you know?
Yeah, and I bet they're all like extortionately expensive.
Yeah. And like, does he have them in like a sunglasses room? Like where? Oh, yeah, I bet like it's fabulous.
The glasses room.
And it's like, has he worn them all? I feel like no. I feel like he's not.
Come on, Elton.
Come on, Elton. Sort it out.
I've just got some new specs and I do feel a bit Elton.
They're very nice specs. I wish our listeners could see them because they are fantastic.
Well, in that hilarious tweet you've just put out where you've called me a veteran. Side eye. You can see that. Not as good as Elton's, though. I'm going to... What is it? 135.
135? What?
What are the numbers?
Oh, sorry. 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000?
Ooh. I'm going to go 5.
I think I'm with you. I feel like 5,000 seems like a... Because it's going to have to be ludicrously high.
Mm.
But I feel like 10,000 is pushing it.
Okay.
Shall we say 5,000?
Let's go 5.
Okay, we are saying... Final answer, that Elton John owns 5,000 pairs of sunglasses. And the answer is...
Oh,
we fucked it up. It's only 1,000. Come on, Elton. Only 1,000 pairs. What are you doing?
Get some more.
Oh, sort it out. What a loser. Right.
Who hasn't got 1,000?
All right. We got the first one wrong. Let's move on to the next. Who does Boy George say his fashion is inspired by?
Me.
I see it. Boy George tweeted you. Multiple times. And why, Jamie? What did you do? What did you do that attracted Boy George's attention? Shaded an Uber driver.
I shaded an Uber driver after he very shaded me. I was in an Uber and then he was literally like, are you Boy George? And I was like, an impersonator. And I was like, well, no, but if you want to roll with that, sure. I will roll with that. And then he put on Karma Chameleon like really loud and was like, this is for you. And I was just like, bro, filmed it, obviously.
The expressions, in your little micro expressions.
Which I never realised, and now I'm very overtly aware of my face.
It's a hilarious video, and it went kind of viral on Twitter. It got a lot of attention. If you've not seen it.
It fully did, and I love how now that when people find me, all of the other stuff that I'm doing is forgotten. They're just like, are you from the Uber? I'm like, that is in fact me.
Well, you were getting recognised a lot kind of in the street after in the weeks that followed.
Literally. And then Boy George, I can't remember the genuine wording, but I think he called me like his flower or his child. and I was like, sure,
I'll go with this.
Go on, boy.
Well, that's amazing. So, you know, since you're such good pals with Boy George, who do we think his fashion is inspired by? Is it Jean-Paul Gaultier, David Bowie, or Dick Dastardly from the cartoon show Wacky Races?
I want to go with the last one purely because it's so abstract.
It's so ridiculous that I feel like it could be true.
And I'm trying to think.
It's not David Bowie, because David Bowie's look is very different to Boy George's, and I'd be very surprised if that is where the inspiration comes from. Also,
Weren't they like going at the same time?
I think Boy George must be like 15 years younger than Bowie. I know Bowie passed away. Maybe I've got that completely wrong. I feel like it's not David Bowie. That doesn't make sense to me. Jean-Paul Gaultier, I don't really know what that is. I know it's fashion and it's fancy and it's expensive, but I don't know what that looks like. But Dick Dastardly, which we've just got a picture from Wacky Racers.
Amazing.
I feel like that could be the inspiration behind Boy George.
I feel like yes, but also now I'm like, is that just a hilarious shade on Boy George?
And are we going to really offend Boy George if we do indeed pick Dick from Wacky Racers?
Jean-Paul Gaultier was like, in the 90s, known for being very naughty.
Oh, in terms really? Of
fashion. Like, he was a bit outrageous.
Oh, then it very much could be, couldn't it? I feel like, out of respect to Boy George, that I want to pick the Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Let's go with,
because we don't want to offend.
I'm locking in.
All right, we are saying
Jean-Paul.
Oh, it was David Bowie. After all that, me being adamant that it can't possibly be Bowie because they're so different and they're the same age, which they're clearly not the same age. Fair enough. Good for them. I mean, I love Boy George. I love the late David Bowie. So good for the both of them.
Look at what we've just been sent through, Callum.
Young Jean-Paul Gaultier is, what a little treat.
Twink.
Adorable little twink. We absolutely stan. Yeah, shout out to young Jean-Paul. How old's Jean-Paul now?
He's cracking on.
Well,
let's just say that.
Good for him. Good for him. All right, okay, let's move on to our next one. Third question. What was George Michael's iconic trademark earring? Was it a feather, a skull, or a cross? I feel like I know the answer.
Same.
Do we feel it's a feather?
I know.
Oh, no, it's a cross.
I think it's a cross, but I'm not overly sure.
I feel like he's worn both, and I can see him wearing both now. I feel like I can see a feather, but yeah. I can also see a cross, and
I'm getting confused between Boy George and George Michael too.
But you know, like George Michael with the like Faith music video, I could easily see him with a cross hanging there. Oh, I'm really confused now. I was so convinced it was a feather, and now you've said cross, I feel like it's probably definitely a cross. It's not a skull.
Oh, no.
Probably will turn out to be a skull now.
Should we be controversial and part ways? I'll be cross.
Oh, Jamie, I loved being a team, but yeah, okay. Okay, we'll separate.
Fuck you, Callum.
Fuck you. Okay, competition time. I'm saying it's feather, which I'm already doubting myself so heavily.
I'm going for cross.
Okay. Answer, please, lovely producers. It is indeed a cross. And I'm so mad at myself for getting that wrong. Of course it's a cross. Got a lovely picture of George with his trademark cross earring there, which makes so much sense. Feather, nonsense. Ruin that. Okay. Jamie, you are now in the lead. Now you've turned it into a competition. You fucker. How much did Lady Gaga's famous 2010 MTV meat dress weigh? Was it £20, about the weight of a car tyre? £40, about the weight of an average human leg. What? Who wrote that down?
Yeah, right.
Absolute crazy people. Who knows the weight of a human leg?
Chopping off someone.
These producers, honestly, I swear to God. Or £60, about the weight of an elephant's penis. God's sake. Get your minds out of the gutter for a change. Jesus. What do we think, Jamie?
Well, I know the weight of an elephant's penis.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. I often just hold one in my hands just to, you know, I need to just remind me what £60 feels like. Yep. Elephant's dick. Got it.
I'm going to go...
What were we saying?
The leg. I'm going to go 40.
I feel like the leg as well. Are we allowed to be a team again? I miss you.
Go on.
Because you carry me through this, if we're honest. Yes, I think we're both going to say it's about the weight of an average leg.
Mm-hmm.
£40. And the answer is...
Dun, 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 dun,
human leg!
Yes!
Smashing this. Have you got them all right, Jamie?
No.
No.
No. No, 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 no.
Absolutely not.
Let's not go crazy.
Well, you got that one right. That's what matters.
I mean, she's probably got enough meat on there to form a human leg.
Yeah. I mean, I liked that dress. I think it was I think it was a look. I think it was a statement.
It's a mood.
Good for Gaga. Good for Gaga. All right, we've got two more. We're going to have to power through these, Jamie.
Go on.
Question number 5. At the start of a makeup tutorial for Paper Magazine, Boy George said which of the following? Every bitch needs a frame. There are no ugly women, only lazy ones. Some of the most faked things are a signature, love, a smile, an orgasm, and good skin. I feel like it could easily be any of those things.
That second one's a bit savage, so I'm gonna cross that one out.
Yeah, there are no ugly women, only lazy ones. I think that's a bit mean, so let's not...
George,
come on, be nice.
Wait, what was the first one?
Every bitch needs a frame. I quite like that.
I do quite like that. However, that does sound like something the lovely producers would create.
It does, doesn't it? Look at them. sneaky producers. It's the third thing. Some of the most fake things are a signature, love, a smile, an orgasm, and good skin.
I'm going to go with that one.
That makes sense. It seems quite fabulous. Yeah, we are saying the third one. That is what the lovely boy George said. It was every bitch needs a frame.
I've got a lot of time for that, though.
That. It's quite good. We love that. All right, our last one. David Bowie was often seen wearing a black eye patch as part of his costume. But where did this look come from? Was it a former lover of Bowie's wore it in the bedroom, and he found it such a turn-on that he began to wear it on stage in the hope of turning on his audience? He was bored of people asking him about his different coloured eyes, so he covered it up to stop the continuous questions. Or he contracted conjunctivitis before an important interview, but liked the look of it so much that he adopted it. I feel like it could be any of those things.
I'm going to say that number one is too long, and again, sounds like a lie that they've tried to cover up, but it's got too long.
Yeah, I think so as well. I don't think it's the former lover situation. I think that one's out.
I'm trying to think now to a picture of the eyes.
Does he have different coloured eyes? I didn't even know that.
I want to say yes, but I don't. Wait, what was the last one?
The last one. He contracted conjunctivitis before an important interview, but liked the look of it so much that he adopted it.
That doesn't seem very Bowie.
I think B.
Yeah.
He was bored of people asking about it, his different coloured eyes, so he covered it up to stop the continuous questions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Final answer. Locked in.
Oh.
And it was the conjunctivitis one. Oh, this game's too hard.
God, that's really boring.
Yeah, Jamie, you did really well. I didn't do as well. Okay, the scores on the doors are Jamie, 2 out of 6.
Thank you so much.
That's a third of the way. Me, 1 out of 6. Not quite a third there. You did better, and you are Fashion Influencer of the Year. Blogosphere's Fashion Influencer of the Year. Look at you go. Absolute superstar.
This is why I won.
Let's have a bit of music. This is Trust.
You need not believe I'm gonna mess it up. I know words don't mean a thing, but I got the touch of mind, body, and soul, and that's enough. You've learned from someone. They made you believe you weren't strong enough. I know some fuckboy broke you up. Is that what it was? Trust is a mind, body, and soul thing, babe. And that's enough. On another level, more than a face in a crowd, I'm a rebel. Trying to take you to the top, do whatever. From the front to the back, I'ma test you, yeah. Nothing like the rest, boo. You can't trust me, I'ma trust you. Doing every little thing that we can do. From the front to the back, I'ma get you too. Enough. On another level, I don't think you ever meant to settle. If you're hurt, I'll make you
better. Separated like the bass from the treble, yeah. I'ma keep it clever. Couldn't bring you down, I would never. It's so messed up the way they left you. It's so messed up, but I'ma get you. I nothing like the rest, boo. You can trust me, I'ma trust you. Doing every little thing that we can do. From the front to the back, I'ma get you too.
Of the show coming up, Jamie. Are you ready?
Sorry, I wasn't sat at the microphone.
You were just relaxing there. You were on a bit of an incline situation.
We're ready for the sex.
Sex confessions. Right. I think we should just dive right in. I mean, we know the drill. Every week, our lovely listeners send in their sex confessions, and we are going to read them out. If you do want to send in any sex confessions for future shows, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com, and we do keep it anonymous, so we won't read your name out on the radio. Should we dive right in?
Go on.
I want you to read the first one for me.
Like, oh.
Thank you, Jamie.
My mum keeps walking in on me having sex. It's like she's doing it on purpose. Obviously not, but I need to move out pronto. I'm glad she hasn't found my anal beads when snooping.
Now, you don't know that she hasn't found your anal beads when snooping.
Correct. Give them a good clean.
Just give them a bit of a wash. We did have a confession once from somebody who did say that their mum found their sex toys, did indeed clean them, and then like pop them back on the bed, neatly tidied up on the bed. God. Like, there you go. Just being a supportive mum. I've cleaned your sex toys up for you. Have a great time. I support this. Which is nice, but also... If my mum did that, that would be it. Mortified.
Bit much.
Over. Cancelled.
Walking in on you.
It does seem like if it keeps happening, it's like, come on, mum. Like, learn to knock.
Get a lock, babe.
Get a lock. Get a lock on that door. You say you need to move out pronto. Yeah, maybe that would be nice if you feel like you're ready to move out. Then I would absolutely support that. In the meantime, you know, you can get those little locks that they just clip on now.
Oh, yeah.
Easy little locks. Boom, boom. Done. Mum can't come in and ruin fun times.
Also, bury those anal beads somewhere.
Bury them. Yeah.
In your ass.
That's what they're for. All right. Next one. Jamie, I like your voice. Will you read them all for me?
God, yes. It's
Thank
like
you.
ASMR.
Brilliant.
My boyfriend has his ex's name tattooed on his hip. Mistake. When going down on him, I always see it and can see his face in my mind. Not cool.
Oh, that isn't cool.
The unexpected threesome.
Yeah, it's like just a constant reminder. Like, it's like we all know that our partners, the people we're sleeping with, whatever, we all know that we have exes. You know, that's a thing. But like, every time you go down on them, to just be like, oh, there's Jerry. There's Jerry again. Just reminding me that he was here before me. He's, you know, literally... You know, marked his place.
I bet it's Callum.
Oh, it probably is Callum, isn't it? Probably is Callum. I don't think anyone has my name tattooed on them.
Have you ever had that where people have written in a sex confession that you know it's about you? Like a cheeky...
Yes. So basically, one time I had a guest on this show who I had a very interesting sexual experience with.
Callum, don't tell everyone.
And one of my friends thought it'd be very funny to write in... with the very interesting sexual experience that we had together, and we started reading that out on air, and then very quickly realized it was about us and had to cover that up. So if you go back through all the episodes and listen very carefully, you might be able to figure out who it was and what the sexual experience was. Our producers are looking shocked. I don't think that even they know. Oh, they do know. Yeah, she's nodding. So yeah, that happened once.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had to relive that on the air.
All right, and next one, Jamie, this is for you.
So So sick of traveling for love. I keep meeting boys who live in Europe. Eurostar equals fab. Money equals a drag. Also Brexit question mark mood. What happens then? Well, you've just been to Europe. Did you fall in love?
I met a few boys in Europe. I was just in Vienna for Vienna Pride, which was amazing fun. And I met a few lovely boys there. Kissed a few frogs. Didn't meet any princes, but you know, I worked on it. I know what you mean though. Like, it is a worry. Like, it's fabulous to hop on the Eurostar, pop over to Europe, meet a few nice boys over there.
Bougie.
But it is expensive, and Brexit, you know, it may fuck things up for
us.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Actually, the one relationship that I've ever had did involve, and it was only within the UK, but at least a good 2.5 hours of traveling, which I was not down for.
It is a lot. I feel like I always kind of fall for the people who are really far away. But I'm like, is that because they're far away? You know, is it something in my head? It's like, I'm going to let you fall for that person because they're far away.
Keep your distance.
I right now have like the massive crush on this boy in LA. And we're like talking all the time. It's like, Callum, he's in LA. That's a like 12-hour flight. That's a while away.
It's fine. Just
hop on. I've not got that kind of money, Jamie. I'm going to be honest. I can't be hopping over to LA every 5 minutes.
Oh, LA boys, though.
LA boys, though. Yeah, something about the boys. They put something in the water. They do. Jamie, I'm getting carried away with myself. We're actually almost out of time. We had some fantastic sex confessions to get through, but we're all out of time.
So's everyone.
Jamie, wrap up. Let's say, like, what should people be doing? They need to be following you. They need to be doing your petition. Tell me everything that people should be doing.
That's a great question. They should be sliding in my DMs. They should be following me. As I said, the petition is on my Twitter as the pinned tweet. Obviously, I'm on the radio now, so you can't see how great I look.
You look fantastic.
So go and check me out on Instagram, which is at leopardprintelephant. Don't ask. I think one of the best things as well is to spread the word of the petition. So just spread it, share it. And also, what I spoke about this week online is you can actually send it to your local MP. So there's a very handy website called Find Your MP. Put in where you live, find out who your MP is, send over the link, because it's their job to bring these things up in discussion. So there we go.
Amazing. And everyone, you definitely need to be following Jamie everywhere. They are a scream. You're like one of my favorite people on social media.
Bless
I adore you.
You
bring so much joy into my life.
Thank you.
You're one of the only people I turn sound on for Insta stories.
Ah, thank you so much.
That's what that is. And it's true. It's true. So everyone should be following you, and everyone should absolutely be supporting the petition. You've been an amazing guest. Thank you so much
You've
for coming on.
Amazing host.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been very cheeky as well. All right. I'm going to play you out with a little Cakes the Killer. Boom. The beat. Just pump 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 the beat. I'm screaming. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low now, keep it low. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low, keep it low, keep it low now. Keep it low now, keep it low. Young God on the go. Make that money on the block or the pole. Let me make it hot. You just can't go. Backside on slip by your waist like so. How that? Leave a nigga on hold. Pull a car back if you really tryna rock. Like, this jam gon' blow. Act like you ain't know. It's a mix-up spot, send my sit-ups, digging in my poom-poom, trying to get my back stuck. Drink a couple shots, see how quick a bitch act up. Look at me to them, they really ain't stack up. Cuffing to blocking, just whipping and whopping. Keep a rotation while I'm sipping and shopping. We'll never slip, won't be forgotten. I'm here to make it hot from the womb to the coffin. You ain't doing shit, though. I ain't think so. Mouth so slick like some motherfucking Crisco. Trying to go platinum like the waves up on Cisco. Double that, triple that, trapping out the bando. Stack that, flip that, trophies on a man, two on vacate, tanning down in a sand dude with a good tray built up like Rambo. Rambo. The beats, Kimmy's, make them dollars all advance on their feet. And I book down for a breeze on the cheeks. Bustin' on the piece, cause they really want a piece. But what type of tent do you want me to be? What type of stunts is you playing to see? I can make a blaze with the temp degrees. Weaken them knees, best believe. I'm out of your league when I walk on that E. Sweating out your socks in your crisp undies. Lost your sign, trying to get it like me. Just a minor pet peeve when I
just pump the beat, just pump the beat, just pump the beat, yeah, yeah, 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 just pump the beat, yeah, yeah. This shit going block, this shit going, this shit going block, this shit going, this shit going block, yeah, yeah.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.